for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 37. Tonight, clear with a low of 29. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 26-year-old Brody I. Merbarger was scheduled to appear in Wayne County Circuit Court this morning for a pretrial hearing, but the hearing was continued to a later date. Defense attorney Christian J. Barrill filed the motion to continue due to illness. The circuit clerk's office said this morning no makeup date had been set in stone. The final pretrial conference in the case was previously set for April 26th at 9:30, and a jury trial is scheduled to begin on May 2nd. More news next.
It's never too late to go back to school, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Achieve your educational goals with GED test prep classes offered in person on our campus in Fairfield or in Albion or Flora. We even offer classes online to meet the demands of your busy schedule. As always, the classes are free, and we even offer vouchers to help pay for the exams. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to sign up now.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, two Missouri residents were involved in a two-vehicle crash near milepost 107 on Interstate 64 in Wayne County yesterday afternoon. Per Illinois State Police, at approximately 3:43, 58-year-old Beaufort resident Raymond Davis was westbound in the driving lane in a 2013 Volvo semi, and he was followed by 23-year-old St. Louis resident Brandon Klein in a 2007 Honda Civic. Police say Klein fell asleep and rear-ended Davis. Klein was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident and operating an uninsured vehicle. Davis reported no injuries on scene. 48-year-old Louisville resident Stephen L. Ricketts faces a Class X felony count of armed violence in Shelby County Circuit Court. He is accused of possessing a knife with a blade at least 3 inches long. Ricketts is also charged with a Class 2 felony count of possession of between 5 and 15 grams of methamphetamine. He's scheduled to appear in court on January 31st for a preliminary hearing. The investigation in the case was conducted by the Shelby County Sheriff's Department. The Illinois State Horticulture Society recently sponsored the 32nd Illinois and National Sweet Cider Contests and the 19th National Hard Cider Contest during the Illinois Specialty Crops Conference in Springfield. Justin Wiles and the Wiles Family Orchard in Fairfield took third place in the Illinois and National Sweet Cider Contests and first place in Hard Cider. Orchard Hill Farm in Lewiston produced the top-rated cider in the Sweet Cider Contest for both the state and national contests. Curran's Orchard in Rockford took second place in both Sweet Cider Contests. Western Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos is touting expanding availability for rural broadband to help Illinois farmers.
Well, and if you look at things like precision agriculture, that's all part of making sure that we have access to the quickest internet we possibly can. You look at the John Deere combines that are coming out at the, there's a tech show that's going on right now, and Deere has a driverless, I don't know if it's a combine or a tractor, but you know, all of that will be dependent on how are we getting information to those combines or tractors. So having this $100 million come into the state of Illinois and start building out that high-speed internet will be critical for us to be able to move forward economically.
She wants to further expand rural broadband as part of the next farm bill in 2023, even though she will leave Congress before it's finalized. She announced in 2021 this would be her final term in office. The Biden administration recently appointed Scott Halpin as the new state executive director for the USDA Illinois Farm Service Agency, and he joined the FSA team last week. Halpin is president of the Kendall-Grundy County Farm Bureau and led the counties through the process of merging memberships. He also served on the board of directors for the Illinois Farm Bureau and Country Financial for 10 years, and previously served as chairman of the IFB Young Leaders and director and president of the Grundy County Soil and Water Conservation District. He is also a member of the Illinois Corn Growers Association and the Illinois Beef Association. As SED, Halpin will be responsible for overseeing the delivery of FSA programs to ag producers in Illinois. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall. Aldermen are set to hear the audit report from Kemper CPA and to conduct the 2020 Motor Fuel Tax Compliance Review. Two ordinances are listed as new business items, with one pertaining to the regulation of video gaming, per Mayor Mike Dreith.
This, we charge right now by the state statute. We charge each one of the people that have machines $25 per machine per year, not including what revenue we get out of that machine. We get a percentage of the take. But this allows the city to go from $25 to $250 per machine. So we're taking advantage of that. And we're also adjusting it so it's in total sync with our fiscal year, which goes through the end of June. That's when the $250 would be due.
Appearing on the Community Connection, the mayor says the second ordinance concerns utility fees.
That's just the latest piece of city business in the transfer of the billing for city power to Wainwright Co-op. This is going to be an interesting 6 weeks or so, because people have always received one bill for all their utilities in Fairfield, which is pretty unique. Not very many other places is that the case. Now it's going to be split between the power, which will be billed by Wainwright. We've turned that over to them by ordinance before I became mayor. And also, they're in charge of the maintenance of the system, which was in pretty bad disrepair, quite honestly. And we will then send them a bill for garbage removal, sanitary sewers, with the water department. So there'll be two different bills.
The council is also set to authorize a lease agreement with Wainwright Electric. The final business item on the agenda will see the honoring of the first quarterly Smile Award winner in 2022. The award stands for Shines, Motivates, Inspires, Leads, and Excels. 22-year-old Cape Fair, Missouri resident Sierra C. Wood was injured in a two-vehicle accident yesterday morning near milepost 99 on Interstate 64 in Wayne County. According to Illinois State Police, at approximately 10:47, 61-year-old Grayville resident David L. Hall was westbound in the passing lane in a 2007 Dodge pulling a trailer. Police say he had slowed and attempted a turn onto the paved crossover with a posted Authorized Vehicles Only sign. Wood was behind Hall in a 2013 GMC and failed to reduce her speed, causing her to strike the back of Hall's trailer. Hall was cited for disobeying a traffic control device, and Wood was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. The Wayne County Farm Bureau is inviting farmers to the 2022 In-Person Farm Finance Forum. The forum will be held on January 21st at the Fairfield First Christian Church, located at 100 West Center Street. Registration and refreshments will begin at 8:30, and the program is set to begin at 9. The event will conclude with a lunch catered by Matt Kinney. The forum is free and open to the public. People are asked to RSVP by Friday by calling 842-3342 or by going to waynecfb.com/forum. Categories to be covered at the event include grain market outlook and strategies, fraud prevention, 2022 farmland values and lease trends, financial and succession planning, and solar leasing for agricultural lands. The event is sponsored by FNB and the Wayne County Farm Bureau. Fairfield Memorial Hospital says its Horizon Healthcare Medical Clinic in Sisney is closed through Thursday due to COVID-19. Normal hours are anticipated to resume on Friday at 9 a.m. The hospital thanks the public for their cooperation and understanding as it takes measures for the benefit of patients, residents, staff, and the community. The Wayne County Health Department announced 86 new cases of COVID-19 from Friday through Sunday and one additional COVID-related death. County totals sat at 3,848 cases and 68 deaths. 303 people were in isolation. White County reported 70 new cases in the same time period, and Jefferson County reported 215 since Saturday. The State Department of Public Health announced 77,833 new cases since Friday afternoon and 207 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 2,460,270 cases and 28,568 deaths. The southern region had a seven-day positivity rate of 14.7% on the 7th, up from 14.3% on the 6th. Its seven-day average availability for ICU beds was at 3%. Ag groups continue to digest the Biden-Harris Meat Supply Chain Action Plan announced last week. Tasha Bunting is the Illinois Farm Bureau Associate Director of Commodities and Livestock Programs.
Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of detail for some of these programs yet. That's still being kind of worked through, but the announcement at least has been made. So we are certainly following this information very closely to ensure that this is something that's going to be beneficial not only to our livestock producers, but also our small and very small processors here that we have in the state of Illinois. So that was one part of the announcement. Another piece to that announcement was they will be working, and they being USDA through the administration, working through strengthening rules to protect farmers and ranchers as well as consumers. So kind of buried in all of that information was new rules, or the idea of some new rules to help support the Packers and Stockyards Act, looking at how the product of the USA label could be strengthened, or maybe even developing some new rules for the product of the USA label.
The plan includes $1 billion to expand independent processing capacity. A new bill aims to increase the use of personal video footage to solve crimes. Kim Howard has the story.
The bill is sponsored by Representative Mike Zaleski of Riverside, who patterned the measure after a successful program in suburban Elmwood Park,
where the city reimbursed citizens who helped law enforcement provide Ring footage or Nest footage or Google footage of their backyards or front stoops to help police solve crime. I thought it was a really good sort of community-based way to help protect public safety, and that's why I filed the bill. I think these proliferation of these cameras and these doorbell cameras and backyard cameras, there's definitely ups and downs associated with it, but the ups are helping law enforcement immediately identify who the potential suspects are, help track their whereabouts, and hopefully make more arrests to prevent someone else from being victim of a crime.
Under the proposal, those submitting footage would receive $100 if it helps in prosecuting a crime. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA Choice Beef Chuck Tender Roast, $4.99 a pound. Smithfield Butt or Shank Portion Hams, $1.69 a pound. 3-pound bag of yellow onions, $1.99. And a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes, 99 cents. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
Do you have a dog that is shedding? We provide de-shed treatments at Jagger's Doggy Daycare in Mount Vernon. De-shed treatments get rid of a lot of unwanted hair so it doesn't end up all over your house. Your dog will look better, feel great, and smell wonderful. Call and schedule a de-shed treatment for your dog at Jagger's Doggy Daycare in Mount Vernon.
Jagger's Doggy Daycare.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 36. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 36,129, up 60. The NASDAQ is at 15,082, up 140. February crude oil is at $81.57. That is up $3.31. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 75-year-old Patricia Sue Anderson died on January 3rd. Pat Anderson is survived by children Dwayne and Sherry, one brother, five grandchildren, and one great-grandson. Services will be Thursday at 2 at Marian Christian Cemetery near West Salem. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Flora resident Jackie Lloyd Wathen died on Friday. Services will be Thursday at 1 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment will be in the Oddfellow Cemetery in Xenia. 81-year-old Orchardville resident Jeanette C. Brashear died on Wednesday. Services will be Wednesday at 11 at Needmore Christian Church. Visitation will be today from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Needmore Cemetery. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Is your family still growing? At Asbury & Associates, our expectant mothers are very special to us. While we strive to give the best care possible, we also want your experience to be comforting and memorable. Asbury & Associates physicians and certified nurse midwives specialize in all aspects of pregnancy. The miracle of life is one of God's greatest gifts, and we would be honored to share this milestone with you. Give Asbury & Associates a call, 618-244-4800.
Meet FarmOp Capital, the lender who has reinvented operating loans by basing them on your ability to produce, not how much land you own. They offer unique terms, including early access to funds that give you the power of cash buying and the ability to market your crop when the time is right. Start exploring all the what-ifs you've ever imagined for your business at farmopcapital.com today.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 37. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 29. Tomorrow's calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 47, and overnight tomorrow night mostly clear with a low around 30. Thursday's calling for mostly sunny skies with a high around 45 and a low near 27, and Friday mostly cloudy with a high around 41 and a low near 30.